Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Yeah, I called Rock yesterday, and I ended the phone call by, well, go back to whatever you were doing. You sound pretty out of breath.
I was.
What were you doing?
I was hauling leaves up to the...
You have a hill.
Vehicles, yeah.
That big hill.
I had the leaves in garbage cans, and we were hauling them up and had to run them over to the dump.
All right, here, Rock, let's go in on a four-wheeler.
I've got one.
What do you say I buy into that four-wheeler?
What, like a little
Polaris four-wheeler ATV.
Why are you dragging bags up? Why don't you just get a trailer for that thing, a little wagon or something to toss the bags of leaves in and make it a wonderful experience when you go out to get the leaves every fall?
I probably could. That would tear up the yard pretty good and everything. Oh,
so Polaris probably isn't going to put that in their manual or brochure that they're selling with you riding up the hill with your three bags of leaves in the back.
You know, it's something that happens every year. Yeah. You can count on the leaves showing up.
And if you have
Why don't we have better ways of collecting them?
Well, we have those big mitts. You've seen those big plastic claws that you can wear to put them in the garbage can, right? You've seen those.
Kind of lousy.
That's it. That's it. That's as far as we've come.
Really?
With collecting leaves. We just can't get our arms around this leaf collection. We came up with blowers. You don't want to rake them, blow them, but you know that takes time too. There's no easy way. The sweeper is too big. Even if you can break it down and lean it up against a garage wall where it's completely out of the way, there's just really no good leaf collection.
There isn't.
Because there's too much space in there. You would need some sort of hydraulic compactor, you know, because there's too much air between the leaves when you collect them.
We haven't put our best minds on this. That's the problem.
Maybe it's just not a big problem.
Well,
maybe
that's
the problem.
Year.
It's not a big enough problem.
Cat hair, is that a huge problem?
It's got to be.
People all kinds of working on cat hair and sofas and brushes and how to get it off of you and how to, what to do with it.
It'd be great if there was like some kind of incinerator you could haul behind your tractor and it would suck the leaves up
and just burn them out the back.
Yeah, just...
That would be great.
You know, they'd turn into nothing. Just
how do you know there's not? It's just not practical. It's just, you know, they know that they would sell enough to make it worth their while.
I don't know about a lot of great ones.
How about this? You have some combination thing that's an incinerator. It's your smoker and incinerator.
There you go. You can cook your ribs over your leaves.
No. One or the other. You muck it out. You sweep it out. Now you prep it for food.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to cook with my leaves that were laid in the yard.
A four-wheel drive vehicle where you have to stop and change all the lug nuts and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the old four wheels where you had to lock in the hubs.
Yeah, we
moved ahead of that.
Right.
Yeah, we moved on where you push the button inside because we didn't want to get out and lock in the hubs.
Right, we're not going to want to clean it in between uses.
Okay,
well,
all right.
Burning leaves is a mess. It makes a total mess of your fire pit and everything, you know. Yeah. I can't imagine what it would do to your smoker.
Now, what happened here? Well, I packed it with leaves to burn them.
Wet leaves are in there.
What's that going to taste like?
This is a Smokey Joe smoker. We make...
I had to do something with the leaves.
You're supposed to feed it with our pellets, not the leaves from your yard. Well, I wasn't cooking. I was just incinerating.
It's not
an incinerator. It only gets up to 285 degrees.
That would void your warranty.
Yeah, no kidding. That's going to void your warranty. But, hoping you guys could fix it for me because it's wrecked.
Well, might as well have been burning tires in there.
This is really awful.
Yeah, the home incinerator. What could go wrong? How much evidence would be destroyed in those things?
Yeah.
Oh, here, look at this. This is this fits on your regular lawnmower.
Yeah. Look how big it is, though.
Monster bag, right?
Look how huge it is.
You drag it behind your lawnmower.
Yeah.
It's just a huge bag.
Yeah.
So instead of emptying it out every now and then, you just drive around.
Now, I like the idea because what does it weigh? Nothing. Because it's 50% air even when it's full of leaves. So it does hold a lot of leaves, or it looks like it does, but that's still not enough. You got a lot of leaves in your yard.
Yeah. What do you? you got to empty out the bag. So you take the whole thing to wherever.
And, do you have a place in your yard where you can just dump leaves?
No, I have to take them to the recycle center.
Yeah. So now do you have to bag them to take them to the recycle center?
You don't have to bag them, but I don't know how you're going to get them there.
Okay, the question.
Maybe you could just leave them in the back of your pickup truck or put them in a trailer and dump them there somehow.
Or do you throw that thing in the back of your truck, drive to the recycle center, shake it out, bring it back, put it on your mower, make three more passes, throw it back in the truck.
You're still going to have to.
I think if you had five of those, maybe it would be worth your while. Maybe you fill up five of them, take it to the dump.
What's the difference if you just shoot them into your regular, you know, grass clipping catchers and then put them in garbage.
You're stopping. You're stopping less for this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pick your poison. There's just no. You said there's no easy way. There's
I know. Really, there should be
not
a better
an easy way.
Way
to pick up leaves. It's
there's no good way to collect leaves and our the paper shredding business around here sucks. It's two things.
Yeah,
and they're kind of similar.
You're right.
It's like shredding up.
Maybe we could combine the two somehow.
Leaf and paper waste shredder.
Yeah.
Combining paper and leaves into some kind of pulp crap.
Right. We need to turn these into some sort of fuel where somebody wants them. Where they're, hey, we'll come by and get your leaves.
Sure.
Great. Great. I'll get them to the curb for you. You come and get them.
Can't we heat our home with our
leaves? If you just had some leaf feeder, you know, furnace.
About an hour.
Yeah. Doesn't somebody want to get a patent on that where you just have a big hopper full of leaves on the outside of your house?
Giant pile in the back of his house. What are you doing with all the leaves?
Hey,
in my house with
it's
that.
No more crazy than having a coal bin in your basement like you know, people used to have.
Yeah.
They come down and shovel it. Well, it is crazy because we don't do anything like that anymore. They just run themselves. Your thermostat is connected to the Wi-Fi. You can control it on your phone from anywhere in the world. And I'm proposing something as old as, well, why not a big hopper that just feeds the leaves
just
in?
Feed them in there.
How?
Well, I noticed the people that want to, you know, go back to old school stuff and, you know, heat their homes with wood-burning stoves. No one goes to that middle technology where they have a coal truck drive up and dump a truck full of coal into your hopper.
How many BTUs does your average dry leaf have in it, too? You know, how am I just... Am I going to come up just phenomenally short of leaves every winter? Like, I get enough in my yard for maybe a day?
Yeah, I would think.
And the smoke that it creates is just, whoa.
Leaves have been around for a while.
Yeah.
We've just never
harnessed
what
them.
To do with them.
Never harnessed the leaf. How is that possible?
Just compost, I guess.
How have we never made the leaf our bitch and make it work for us?
If one guy in your neighborhood is burning leaves,
the whole
neighborhood
is smoky,
like
right?
A forest fire. You're just,
you know, the horse and the cow and the donkey and the ox have to be going, really? You can't find a use for all those leaves, but you've worked us forever.
Yeah, it's just a resource that shows up every year.
We can't make it a beast of burden.
Can make alcohol out of them and drink it or burn it.
Right, sure. That's a good point. We make alcohol. We're making alcohol out of furniture and going blind. And we can't make it out of leaves, oak leaves,
Oak leaf wine,
or maple or whatever.
Right. No.
A salad.
Just never. Who's worked on this?
Yeah.
Who has worked on this? Nobody, I guess.
The leaf. We just can't harness it.
The only thing we've used it for is the Canadian flag. Other than that,
That's one. That's the maple leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how many different species of trees there are?
Sure.
So.
And none of them are use worthy.
When I sit here and discuss it with you guys, it seems crazy that there's no use for it. The leaf.
Or a better way to get rid of them.
Well, it makes a great compost. It has to do more than that. It just has to. We're being lazy here. We're missing something, right?
We can't make paper out of it or something.
Great.
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
Toilet paper.
We make paper out of trees. This comes from a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to talk to a wood fiber expert, some kind of cellulose maker.
Well, they probably could, but, you know, hauling a whole tree, hauling one tree, like a nice big mature oak or something like that. You probably couldn't haul leaves. You'd haul leaves for a month to get that sort of, you know, substantial material.
Wow.
What do you find, Rock?
I just Googled leaf removal, and I find this news story. Pornhub offers Duchess residents free leaf removal.
Who residents?
Duchess.
Who's Duchess? Duchess? What's Duchess?
It's up by Poughkeepsie. This is in the Poughkeepsie Journal.
It's a community?
Yeah.
In New York.
That must be where Pornhub is stationed.
Really? Oh, that's right. Oh.
Pornhub, an international pornography company, is launching a free leaf removal promotion.
I'm glad we have Foxconn.
In all places, it has chosen Dutchess County as the area to debut the service. The adult video website is teaming with Poughkeepsie-based Dutchess Lawns for a three-day promotion at which Dutchess residents and businesses can receive free leaf removal.
They're diversifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're into porn and leaf removal.
That is diverse right there.
What? It hopes to follow a similar... Pornhub wanted to launch the promotion in an upstate New York area, given its reputation for fall foliage, and chose Dutchess at random, according to the company. I don't know what they're trying to achieve with this.
Just kind of shine up their image, you know. Hey, we collect leaves.
Nobody's against leaf collection.
Like, you know, spread a lot of social disease.
Hey, Domino is patching potholes around the country, and now Pornhub is doing leaf collection.
Wow.
Wow, I tried to find that same story, and I found man dies under his 6-ton pile of porn magazines.
How did Grandpa go?
6 tons. That's more than a pallet full of porno mags.
Japanese man who amassed a 6-ton pile of dirty magazines died when it collapsed on top of him. And his body wasn't found for 6 months.
Holy cow.
You stack of magazines too high.
Found dead in his flat by a cleaner in Japan.
Mm. Mm.
Only discovered when his landlord went to the flat over unpaid rent.
That's horrible.
Not clear whether he died and fell into the magazines or if he was crushed when they fell on top.
Wouldn't an autopsy determine that? Show that if you're crushed or if he collapsed on top? I mean, that's why we have autopsies, cause of death.
Here's a blurry picture of it all.
Yeah, it's a... Why are they all, maybe they blurred them so we can't see the covers of the magazines.
It looks like maybe they were stacked up around his bed
and
they fell on him.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I'll just stack all this porn right here by the bed so I can have easy access if I wake up during the night.
Man, what an existence.
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, who'd do that? Why didn't he just take
Patchett working with that guy?
Why didn't he just get a computer? You'd have access to all of it.
It's all right there.
Right.
Apparently,
every space in the flat was filled with piles of magazines, which also stacked on tables and shelves. Also, clippings from erotic magazines were.
Cut that out for me. Hey, cut that out for me.
Cut out his favorite articles.
Articles.
And thrown away the rest of the magazine.
That's hardcore right there. That is, boy, you lut. You know.
Man.
Never got tired or weary looking at it. Never thought, I should do something else. Maybe I subscribe to that Joanna Gaines magazine or something like that just to mix it up a little bit.
Man.
What's that called? Magnolia. Yeah, I'm going to subscribe to that.
Not this guy.
That had, who even?
Yeah,
who,
one track mind.
Is there even magazines printed anymore? I don't know.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah. I'll have to look next time at a convenience store somewhere. Yeah.
Maybe truck that's stops. Why he was saving.
Yeah, them. Right. That's what I mean. His most recent one was 1997. Oh, that's horrible, Brian. Can you find a happy porno story, please?
Yeah, I was looking for a leaf collection story.
Apparently, Pornhub does community service promotions. They just do that.
Just to shine up their image.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not so bad.
They've offered an annual $25,000 college scholarship.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on the Pornhub scholarship.
Yeah. We're so proud of our little daughter.
If
she got the Pornhub scholarship to Rutgers.
Yeah, she had to write a letter.
If
I couldn't believe this actually happened to me.
Not like that.
Not that letter.
Yeah, they've.
How would you feel if one of the boys came on and said, "Hey, I got a scholarship. Hey, Papa, I got a scholarship today. Can I lay the Lord for you and Mom? So I want to go to college."
I wrote to Pueblo, Colorado. I got the government issue pamphlet, scholarships you can apply for.
Right.
I applied for just all of them. And I got this one.
Right.
It's from Pornhub.
It's 25 grand. They write you a check. What?
We go, hey, I'd take it.
I would take that money.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if somebody asked, I'd tell them.
Yeah.
He got the Pornhub scholarship.
Save me 25 grand.
Right.
Did they specify what kind of education you have to?
Remember on Seinfeld when George was handing out the scholarship and he wanted to give it to somebody with a solid C average? None of that flashy AB stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder what the criteria is for the Pornhub scholarship.
I'm not sure.
And I think 25 G's is pretty cheap. You know they're making more than that.
Right. Yeah,
but, you know, they do other things, too. There's community service. And is it just one scholarship or are there a few?
Just as in the past.
In the past.
They've offered an annual $25,000 college scholarship for the last several years. And during a 2017 snowstorm, they plowed roads in Boston and New York, paid for that.
Road cleared by Pornhub.
A fleet of trucks, of service vehicles.
Yeah.
You see it rolling down the street, you expect it to just throw out bales of porn, but no. They're patching potholes and
safe passage.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well, more than half ever did.
Right.